the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit from God. I apologize. I told you last week that today we're going to have the blessing to have Abuna Ibrahim with us. Don't do it. And he suggested that I continue the lecture. We stop first, then he will give his lecture. May God bless you. Later on in May. Okay? So,
May, wow.
Yeah.
The curriculum is off.
So boring. Yeah, and I'm very sorry you're gonna have me twice in a row. I'm very sorry about that, but that's good for you too to digest the lecture better. Okay.
Double the
I'm gonna go quickly, علشان finish the time to review quickly what we said last week. Okay. Petrology. What does petrology mean? Raise your hand.
The Holy Fathers of our church in the early 70s.
The study of the act, writing sermons, lectures of the early fathers of the church. Very good. They're orthodox. Almost right. Very good. Okay. Why we came with the word petrology? Reflecting fathers. What does father reflect to me when I hear a word father?
Someone that...
Leader.
Quickly.
Teacher.
Defender.
Influence.
They're taking the words right out of them.
I'm sorry. Love. Okay, great. Teaching. The column or the pillar of the house, we depend on our father in many things. Sometimes it's good of father in some certain decision because of sometimes women we decide by our emotions more than our mind, but that's okay. Anyway. So fathers are very important in our lives, and we spoke about what the early father said about if someone teaches you something, you call him your father. Then Clement of Alexandria said that, correct? And then we talked about how did we preserve the early father's writing? How? Quickly. How it was preserved? How did we keep it? Huh?
The disciples copied down what the teacher was saying?
Correct. Each one of those had a disciple who wrote down after them.
Word of mouth,
very good.
Okay, that's what I was
going to
say.
Word of mouth, by listening to them,
okay.
the people, the follower, when they were listening to them, they wrote what they said. And we spoke about the early fathers of the church. They are actually disciples of the disciples and the apostles of the church. And they are with eyewitnesses of everything about the early church and how we establish our church. And then we categorize them to certain categories. Can we start? Then go, I think, to... And we said about the basics or the colors or the pillars, may God bless you, for our faith. Many important things, but the main ones are the Holy Bible, the tradition, the ecumenical councils, the sacraments, and the early fathers. Keep going. Oh, 1 second, get back if you don't mind. That's it. Very important to remember some names. Saint Jerome is the one who's the first writer of petrology. Saint Eusebius, I forgot to write it. Saint Eusebius also is one of the first writers of petrology. And Saint Athanasius, also one of the most important early fathers. Then we said most important thing, any qualification to say this is an early father must have all four of those. Anyone to be qualified as an early father of the church must have all those four important things. Next. And then we categorize them to first apostolic fathers, and we're going to talk about those three today, God willing. Then we will categorize them as a defended the faith, and we got some names, worldly teachers, and very important to understand the worldly teachers, St. Basil and Cyril, St. Gregory, St. Jerome, St. John Chrysostom, later on, come on, the confessors, and those who are confessed and defend the faith without shedding the blood, and the monastic father who established monasticism, and some names. Then if I would like to divide or study petrology, I can divide them through four main things: time, language, place, and material. Then we talked about the time. If I want to divide them according to the time, three main things, which are, if I want to divide them up, you're the same person answered the last time. I want some of the gentlemen.
It's like pre something during.
I wish I knew.
Bravo! Pre something during and after. Great. John.
Pre Nicaea?
Yes.
During Nicaea and after Nicaea.
Very good. Yeah. Two thumbs up, John. Very good.
John, when did you get
taught? Yeah. Doesn't matter.
I still got
the
score.
Doesn't matter. He cheated.
Who told you he cheated?
I saw him say thank you to someone.
Oh!
Father, see my gift. I don't think it's called
cheating. The brotherly love.
When we have brotherly love, we're told to break it.
That's not true.
Vinibin.
According to the time, we said if I want to divide and study petrology according to the time, it has to be the before Nicaean, which is running from the disciples up to the Nicaean Council. During the Nicaean Council and post-Nicaean Council, up to the 7th century, and some study goes to the beginning of the 8th century. Okay? If I want to divide them according to the language, we said there is two main languages running during the early fathers.
Greek and Latin.
I'm speechless. Greek and Latin. And the Greek mainly in the eastern side, and the Latin toward the western side father. Paying attention. By the way, we are in the eastern side, okay?
Yes.
Including Coptic, Syriac, and Armenian. If I want to divide them according to the language, Boston names, the names they repeat again. St. Basil, St. Athanasius, St. Gregory the theologian, and St. Cyril the Great, St. Dioscorus, St. John Chrysostom, and St. Cerberus of Antioch. If I want to divide them to the Western language, which is the Latin language, I have St. Jerome, St. Ambrose, and St. Cyprianus. So sometimes you can go home and take St. Athanasius, Messalin, we'll divide him. He is one of the worldly defenders. He is one of Greek language, Eastern Father. He's one of, and so on. Yes, Habib.
Kind of unrelated. Like, now we're supposed to name like our kid like Christian name. Can I name my son Saint Jerome?
Why not?
I don't know any Coptic like kids named Jerome.
When you grow up and God provides you a nice wife, and then you decide with her, not with me. So.
But then, what's not going to be married? You're not going to be a monk?
But this is 3 weeks ago, you're going to be a monk. Now you're going to have to make up your mind then. Okay. If I want to divide them or study them according to the place, the Egyptian fathers, yeah, Habibi, listen to this. The Egyptian fathers are very important and strong father because of what? Because of what? What was in Egypt?
The school of Alexandria.
I like that you all can read. The school of Alexandria. We talked about the school of Alexandria is one of the most famous schools that attracted the scholars.
In the world.
Famous people in the whole world going to learn stuff. And that's why the Egyptian fathers were becoming the most shining people, and also the desert fathers. Do you remember when St. Anthony started to go to the monasticism and started? The Lord took go to the deep. If you want to be one of those fathers, or you want to study, or you want to go deeper in your life, here is your answer. You have to go deep. Deep in your relation with God, deep to know Him, deep in your talking to Him, deep in your prayers, deep and honest in everything. This is what makes you reach the Lord like those early fathers.
Go to music.
No.
Bad deep.
The Latin father, the Cappadocian father, and the Antioch father, according to the place, right? If I want to divide them according to the material, okay, go back.
Salat. We got like half of you.
Okay. If I want to divide them according to material, in your opinion, what kind of material I'm going to look at to become as an early father's material?
The topic.
of what they said.
I say how it was presented.
Okay. But Stella.
Depending if they
vote
about
and I need to hear her. So one step.
Depending if they think it's the heretics or if they were theology.
Very good. Very good. What else?
Yes,
I
think
yes,
their prayers.
Their prayers? Very good. Okay. What am I gonna get from their prayers? Okay,
like,
okay, that's good.
How
it was presented? Well, I want to get something out.
Method,
remember, I'm studying petrology for what?
Church history.
Not just the church history, wait on that.
Oh.
But that's good, that's good. Message on what? What I'm going to get from their material? If I want to divide them according to material.
Yeah.
Remember, we divide them according to, see? Apostolic Fathers. Apostolic Fathers. We divide them according to time. We divided them according to the place.
Now
so, the material. How am I going to, what material I'm expecting to have from the early father?
Oh.
So, yes.
Okay. You can tell, like, maybe they wrote something about how to defend the faith against like the Jews, or maybe they talked about one of the fruits of the Spirit, stuff like that.
Very good.
Teachings of the gospel.
Gospel. Very good. Very good.
Oh yes.
How to like fight against Satan?
Satan in general. Meshi. Satan and heresies are together.
Spiritual warfare.
Spiritual.
There we go.
How to live a Christian life.
How to live a Christian life. Very good.
Maybe their experience if some of them lived during.
Hello, very good. Apostolic or apologetic writings, yes.
Contemplations.
Contemplation, very good. Go ahead. I'm going to get a lot from them. I'm going to get apologetic writings, biblical writing, yani explaining the gospel.
Good job, man.
Homilies and sermons, letters, liturgical works. Don't you remember two most names we heard today?
Saint Cyril.
Saint Cyril and
Saint
Basil.
Saint Basil.
And the Greek. See, liturgical works. Christian poetry and songs, dialogues. Did we see monastic fathers?
Yes.
So ascetic writing. Church canons and
church
history. See?
Wow.
These are the great materials we are getting from studying petrology or those early church fathers. If I want to ask you why I'm giving you a headache with all of this petrology, why this petrology is important to study in our life as a Christian, what do you say? Think as what you said exactly, but think about it twice. But exactly as what you said before. Yes, Caroline.
I don't know how to say it, but I have like an example. Like there is a book that's called Dialogus Trifle,
right?
And there's the book on the Incarnation. It really like teaches you a lot about the prophecies. It teaches you about the nature of Christ. It talks about how the heresies were and how bad they were at the time. So you can learn a lot from books like that.
You said a couple of things. We're gonna reframe the words out from it when I saw that. But that's good. Very good. What else? Mary.
Because our church is like based off of the Bible and tradition, I remember Bruno Burton saying, like in Sunday Bible study once, that if you like took away the Holy Bible and you looked at all the writings of the fathers, you would find the Holy Bible encompassed in all of the writings. Like, if you, yeah, so if you find
one.
The Bible encompassed.
Very good. Yes, Tina. Very good. What else?
Because it's on the test.
That's true.
No, it's in church.
Okay.
I didn't put it up.
Okay. All what you said is great, amazing. It's just going to make it as big, harsh. Like what you said, you're going to study Bible. You're going to enter the dogma life. You're going to study from it comparative theology. You're going to study from it ecclesiastical theology, sacramental theology, because we said there was a liturgical work. From the liturgical work, we get a lot of things like this. And the sacramental theology and the liturgy, how does it mean the sacraments? Church history and knowing what happened in the early father and how did they defend the faith. We're going to get something called Mariology, the position of Saint Mary in our church and where she stands. Ascetic writings, spiritual theology, and all of the stuff that you hear.
You said
yes. Yes.
In the paragraph, like above all the bullets, it says we don't canonize saints or patristic fathers. What does that mean?
Okay. In our church, we don't say, let's say, me and who I can pick on.
Me.
No, I read my head first.
Okay,
that's
Daniel. Daniel was our pope. And he was a wonderful pope for us. And
was.
And he departed to heaven. Sometimes the Catholic Church, they put, if he was like a Catholic pope, they put him as a saint after he shows a first miracle right after the departure. We don't say this is our canonization. We wait until at least 40 years.
If I say something wrong, you can
correct
me. I heard it was like 40.
Hmm?
We
wait number of years until the new generation, not this generation that lived with him right away, eyewitnesses the great miracle he can make.
I have a question about this. There's Abuna Fiteus.
Yes.
They like everyone now talks about Abuna Fiteus and how much of a saint he was, but at the same time we didn't wait. Like he just.
But he's not in the commemoration of saints in the liturgy yet.
So it's okay to say that he's a saint.
Yes, he's a good man. He's a saint. He can pray for you, and through his intercession of prayers, God might listen to you. But we did not take him to the magma commemoration of saints in the tasbiha or in the liturgy. Okay. Yes, Mary?
Just like a response to that, like the Bible refers to all of us as saints. Like even when Abuna like says like a good saint, he put this name, like, you know, like the holies are for the holy, like that's still like referring to all of us as saints.
All of us. Yes, but not raised as saint in the liturgy.
Isaac's name is called you.
Okay, next. Which one we're gonna talk? Okay. As we said, as apostolic fathers, we have so many. Today, I will not be able to talk about all of this, but I'm giving you the flavors of all of this. We're going to talk only about St. Clement of Rome, St. Ignatius of Antioch, and St. Polycarp. Right? Those are the three main ones we're going to talk today, God willing, about the apostolic fathers. Anyone knows anything about St. Clement of Rome?
He lived in Rome.
He went to Alexandria to learn. That's all.
He lived in Rome?
No.
He was of Rome. He was of Rome.
He wrote two letters.
Yeah,
okay.
Again. What's the day? 2400.
How is he not living in Rome?
Anyone knows any? Yes?
Kind of something like, this might be true, but like it might not be true.
It's okay.
Something happened, and then like they wanted him to become pope, maybe, and then he ran away. Well, like not specifically.
That's not St. Clement of Rome. I'm sorry. No, somebody else. Okay, anyone knows anything?
Yeah. I wrote a paper on him. I just don't remember what I
wrote. All right.
What is your Bible?
Can you stop? Al telephone. Would you talk?
You can.
Yeah.
I
have my phone as well. With tabing, according to request. Next time, you walk in with your Bible.
Okay.
All the time.
Okay.
Okay. until the Bible comes. He was one of...
No. He was a pope.
That's what the Catholics say.
Yeah.
That's what the Catholics say. And I mean,
you've got the net connection.
If the pizza guy calls, then I know.
You ordered a pizza?
Vegetarian.
Again?
Not to church, to my house.
His name is Saint Clement.
Yeah, that
that's
good.
His name.
Klaus, Mr. Honest.
Can I have Wikipedia back? How are you, Tom?
Just pick one, and I need two or three there, and I need some. Open Philippians, chapter 4, verse 3. Whoever will be there will open when I tell you something else. No, I picked Danny, Philippians 4, verse 3. And keep it open until I tell you to read it, okay?
Yeah.
He was very early in the early fathers. He was the one of the disciples of St. Paul. And some people saying he was one of the Jewish slaves. And his owner named Clement. And when the owners freed the slaves, he took the name of his master. That's why his name is St. Clement. Some other people saying he was one of the rich, whatchamacallit, princes, family, royal family. But the main point, he was pagan.
He was
not Christian. He converted to Christianity, and he was one of the followers of St. Paul himself. And they mentioned his name, St. Paul, in his Epistle to Philippi. Can you read it, Philippi 4, verse 3?
And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life.
See? Do not read anything in the Holy Bible and pass it. Who is Clement? What is it? That's one of the early fathers who was one of St. Paul's disciples. Okay? Do not read the Bible as if, okay, today you read Philippians chapter 4, and very good. Thank God, glory be to God forever. It cannot work like that. You hear something, mark it, highlight it, underline it, ask, who is that? Okay?
Okay.
And he's very famous with his stuff. He became the third bishop of Rome. And he was martyred in his exile. Why do we think he's one of the greatest people? He must have did something that we call him one of the greatest early fathers. He wrote many epistles. We recognize two great epistles of what he wrote. He wrote two main letters to Corinthians. Did you hear that name before?
Yes.
Where?
In the Bible.
The Holy Bible, yes. Who wrote the epistle to Corinthians?
St. Paul.
And he is a disciple of whom?
St. Peter.
Oh, he's a disciple of St. Paul. Very good.
No, you said St. Paul is a disciple of who?
St. Clement is a disciple of St. Paul. And he wrote two epistles. We call them, by the way, they called them St. Jerome and St. Eusebius. They called his letter to Corinthians as epistles, because they are very highly spiritually, that lift up the people around that time. Why did he wrote something to Corinthians? Does anyone know?
No, because he was visiting Corinthians.
Okay. Right. To know more about him, his language was the Greek language. So he's called a Western or an Eastern father.
What, Eastern? No, Eastern. Eastern.
Eastern.
Eastern. Just kidding.
But he's a Catholic pope.
He's not a Catholic pope.
I'm sorry, she said that he was a Catholic pope. So
that's in your Wikipedia.
Yeah,
correct?
You said it too.
It's in your Wikipedia. I said no, it's in your Wikipedia. That's why when you become a servant, you should not go and search anything boxed up in the Google.
So John's
you
example.
You have to go to Orthodox doctrine and Orthodox books. Okay? Okay, anyway. He wrote great epistles to Corinthians.
Okay, then.
maybe the microphone.
I can eat you if you want.
He wrote it because in Corinthians around that time there was a great attack toward the clergy. And people don't want the clergy and don't want them to have anything to do with their ministry. And they wanted to replace and take over this clergy away, and they lead the way. So that's why he found out there is no respect between the people and the clergy. And he felt so bad around that time. That's all what I read. He talked a lot in his letters to Corinthians about humility, about respect, about love and authority. And because of his writing also in the liturgy, we added in the liturgy prayer to those who are in
captivity.
Authority.
Oh.
In his epistles, he wrote a lot about the Holy Trinity, and that's why we call it the doctrine of Saint Clement. He wrote a lot about the necessity of faith for salvation and the unity of the church. Remember, ya habayb, in the early fathers, the church was all united. There was no such thing called Catholic, Orthodox, or anything. It's the Church of God. They are all united together and they are all one. He wrote the necessity of good deeds. Do you see something here very common we talked about? Necessity of faith for salvation and good deeds. What
was
the sixth?
Can you not?
What was the sixth requirement for salvation?
Oh.
Sixth requirement for salvation that we talked about before in our dogma. Right.
Faith and good works.
Only sixth requirement I said. Hey, very good, but okay, good. Huh?
Charismation? No.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Huh?
Baptism.
Baptism? Huh?
Oh, confession.
Confession and repentance?
Eucharist.
Oh, yes.
So the four main sacraments for salvation bless the faith and bless the good deeds.
Yes.
That's why we said everything we learn in our dogma, in our faith, in our Christian life, we had it because it handed over from the Lord Jesus Christ himself to the disciples, to the apostles, to the early fathers, to us. And that's what kept our faith straight. Yes.
Wait, the apostles are also
Yes.
So why did you say
apostles? There were 70 apostles and their disciples. That's why we have early church fathers. They are the disciples of the apostles too. That's why St. Clement is a disciple of St. Paul. Okay? And St. Paul is the apostle. He was not one of the disciples, right? I picked a lot, but I chose some very important in his epistles to Corinthians. He wrote two main epistles. He encouraged the people about repentance. Anyone would like to read some of the quotation we picked on the repentance? Danny?
Let us look steadfast.
But when you read it slowly and with thinking.
With thinking.
I don't know how.
Let us look steadfastly to the blood of Christ slowly and see how precious that blood is to God, the Father, which having been shed for our salvation has set the grace of repentance for the whole world.
What do you get out from this? What helps me in my repentance? What helps me in my repentance, Jen?
The blood of Christ. Christ dying.
Okay, and?
God sacrificing his only begotten son, like, even though he didn't do anything.
And how do I receive this as in my repentance? In the sacrament of?
Communion.
Other than repentance?
Confession.
The blood of Christ. How do you receive the blood?
Eucharist.
Thank you, Mary. Eucharist. When I receive the sacraments of Eucharist, I renewed myself again. If I did good repentance and unite back in Him, and He accepts my repentance, and that's what's one of the things that comes after that. When you take the Holy Eucharist, you hold on to the Lord's promise to you. He promised, "Who takes abide in me and I abide in him. How will I abide in someone if I don't know him?" And he talked about the confidence of God's gift and the promise of resurrection from the dead. And the next one is very good. witness to God by our behavior. When you read one of his epistles to Corinthians, he was talking to them deeply about my behavior can reflect the image of God to the world. My behavior can show the people who is really the Lord Jesus Christ that I believe in. My behavior can make someone accept the Lord or refuse it. So keep this in your mind and your eyes. When I was preparing this, I said, oh my God, my behavior is so bad. I have to change. For Christ, I have to change. He told them a lot about escaping from pride. I need someone to read this, right?
It is better for you that you should be found small and in an honorable place in the flock of Christ, rather than being highly exalted and be casted out from his people.
Wow, I need someone to read it again. Janice.
It is better for you that you should be found small and in an honorable place in the flock of Christ, rather than being highly exalted and be casted out from his people.
Gamila, I love
Howie.
You. So, being small is a good thing. Don't run for position or appearance or things. Do not run for it. Rather to be with his flocks than running. How can this thing take me in while I'm in high school? Give me an example. How can this happen to me while I'm in high school?
Being prideful?
Yeah, how this can happen to me, Miriam?
Colleges look for students who have leadership positions in like sport teams and clubs and like SAB and like Hayat Kida, so like in order to like do a student advisory board, in order to like appeal to like colleges, you have to try to achieve like a greater or like a higher title for yourself.
But that's nothing wrong with that.
No, but like that could take over you and like cause pride.
Because if it takes over,
it's bad.
My spirituality or my main goal. If that is turned into my main goal in life. How about if I am not in the popular kids in school and I see them, the popular people, and one day I'm invisible. I'm in the invisible group. And one day the popular people want to take me with them.
To a party.
No, not to a party. It's not the school.
They want to take you inside school. You're already in school.
No, walking with popular people.
Oh.
Walking with them
can give me
the bride that I'm in the popular group. And guess what? The popular group bullying some of the kids in the school. And it does happen. Doesn't happen?
No.
Doesn't happen?
No.
Yeah, my
school doesn't have bullying.
No, now
all
Now, I will join the popular group to become one of them and bully the other without paying attention that I am killing someone else's heart. Because I want to be with the popular group one day instead of being invisible. That's one of the brides. Offering unceasing thanksgiving to God. That's amazing.
Oh.
You want to read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Since we receive all these things from him, we ought to give him thanks for everything.
Do we really give him thanks for everything?
We should.
We should. We should work on it. I should work on it.
That was deep.
Even in hard times, tribulations, and bad things, I should thank him for. Because of the bad things, we can turn and become better.
Yes.
No, go back. Okay, Saint Ignatius. Does anyone know anything about Saint Ignatius?
He's from Antioch.
Oh, I was going to say
He's
that.
From Antioch.
No, I had something else. He was called Theophorus.
What is Theophorus?
I don't know.
Means theology. I'm connecting.
God, Thea means God.
God defender, God soldier.
Was she serious?
No, he's from Antioch.
Is he Syrian?
Wait, is it Antioch?
He was Syrian.
Is it in Syria?
That is an absolute
John goes, no, he's from Antioch. John, where's Antioch?
Who has a Bible?
I have
a Bible.
Okay, I need you to open.
I thought Antioch was in Algeria.
I need you to open the Bible.
Song
here.
To
Shabri number 2, taking care of sinners.
I left it for them to read it. I'm sorry. They can kill sinners. Why not? Who would like to read it? Mariam, have it?
Let us then also pray for those who have fallen into any sin, that meekness and humility may be given to them, so that they may submit not unto us, but to the will of God. For in this way they shall secure a fruitful and perfect remembrance from us, with sympathies for them, both in our prayers to God and our mention of them to the saints.
What did you learn from that?
Very deep.
Deep.
What did you learn?
I learned that we have to pray in meekness and humility.
Wow, congratulations for reading the first line.
It says, just pray that they
go
I have to go deeper than that.
What did you understand from that?
So we have to pray for the people that sin.
Yeah.
We have to pray for the people that sin.
Deeper.
So
that's literally the title of the verse.
Go to the core.
Taking care of sinners.
Guys.
Did I finish? Go to the deep end of the sea.
Alright. Can you go to someone else and then come back?
Caroline?
Just because someone is doing a certain sin doesn't mean I'm better than them if I'm not doing it. Maybe they're doing a certain sin but I'm doing a different one. So I shouldn't be judging that person. I should be praying for them, and which will teach me humility.
Very good. What else? Mirai.
The first line, like what it means to me is like, pray that they get closer to God, not so that it could, like, we can deal with them easier, but like for their benefit, not for us. Like if we're having a hard time with someone, and or like we pray that they're close to God, not because we want to have a good, like, an easier time.
Okay. Yes. We have to pray for sinners so they can go back to God, not for us. So they could go back to God.
Wow.
That was good, right?
Go look at yourself in the mirror and think about your life.
How'd you have some?
I think.
Paraphrase what you just
said.
I won't.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to pray for people. Like when you see someone, it says like fall into any sin. Like when you see somebody is sinning, instead of judging them and saying, "Oh, they're this, they're that, they're a bad person," instead you got to be meek and humble and pray that they understand what they did wrong, and that they won't be like, "Oh, to you," they'll say, "I'm sorry," but they're like, "Wow, I have to go back to God," and they'll understand. And then that way, like, we'll be happy for them, and they'll be happy because they're with God.
I basically said that.
What does the second part mean when it says for in this way they should?
Yeah, I don't understand that part either.
Can you let her finish?
Like from there till the end, that kind of confused me.
I don't want to explain that half for a stick yet, probably.
Like it's like saying instead of keep telling people that they're bad people and talking bad about them, you're actually praying for them. You're trying to reach out to them to make them better people. Even if you're not telling them you shouldn't be doing this, you're just praying for them.
This is the
Corinthians.
No.
That is his epistle to Corinthians quotes from it. Called the Clement 1 means the first epistle to Corinthians. Clement 2 means the second epistle to Corinthians.
Wait, so it's the same as 1 Corinthians?
Is not the Holy Bible, St. Paul epistle to Corinthians. We talk about
from
Clement.
From
St. Clement epistle. We call it epistle because St. Irenaeus and St. Eusebius said it was highly spiritually, and they were using it in the early church to be read during the Sunday liturgy.
So why did
to teach the people humility, the change of the behavior, the escaping from the bride, and all of that. Because it was very highly spiritually to lift up the people around the time.
Naam,
Yamarash.
Are we still explaining the verse?
Better?
Okay. I think up until like the part goes from us, I think the verse is saying that by us praying for them, meeting them has become something beneficial. Does that make sense?
Yes, Tiajan?
By us praying for them, the Lord remembers them, and they're counted in the mention of the saints.
Yes, that's good. Yes?
Alright.
So you need up your mind?
Yes.
Move to the...
Let's see. You can ask me to move it up. I'd be more than happy.
That way they will remember us as like people, and we're having sympathy before them, and our prayers to God, and that we mention them.
I like how you're right. Here he words and he goes, and.
I see what you're saying,
Black.
Do I have time?
Yes.
Our King 11 story, I'm sure you've heard it before from one of Rahim. Do you know the story when two monks, they were monks in a monastery far from the city, and then they went down to the city on a trip to the market to buy some things, and then one of the monks fell into a very rough type of sin. So... at the beginning of the day, he told his friend, you go this way, I'm going to go this way, and then at the end of the day, you're going to meet. So when he met him at the end of the day, he said, I cannot go back. I have been with a woman, so I'm not going to go back to the monastery. And you go. So his brother, the monk, told him, no, if you're going to stay in the city, I'm going to stay. And he kept pleading with him, till he convinced him to come back to the monastery. And once they arrived, the monk who didn't sin met the abbey and told him that we both went to the market and we both sinned. So this is how much he loved his brother, the love of Christ, because he knew that he had to sacrifice himself or else his brother is going to be totally lost. So this is not just we pray for them, for their forgiveness. So first of all, definitely he didn't judge him because he accepted to take the burden and the stain of the sin. Unto Arfin in the monastery, they are under such a law for repentance, which would take years. Not just Matanyas, but they are being assigned certain kinds of jobs. They did not sit down with the fathers. No communion. It's harsh, harsh, harsh. And for the prayers of the monk who did not sin, our Lord forgave the monk who sinned. I wanted to ask you at the beginning, do I even care if someone sinned? Would it even take a minute of my time? I have so many things on my hand. What do I even have the energy to remember someone in my prayer because he sinned? I mean, he sinned his days. So,
it gives us, thank you, Fandi. It gives us the unity. If I feel the Lord said, because he was, in Arabic, مُجَرَّبًا يَكْتَرَ نِعِيمُ مُجَرَّبِينَ, he went through the temptations and got tempted by the devil, he can help us. So if I feel the sin of the others, and I feel the sympathy for them that they sin, I have to pray for them. It will teach me first humility, two, feel the other's pain. Going through what they went through, it will make me not to look at the small stick in my brother's eye while I have a big wood in my eye. And I will accept him as the Lord accepted the woman who caught in the act and he never pointed at her act. That's a very high spiritual level. We're all trying to go and reach that. by asking God His grace to give us the humility to send the prayer, to feel one another and become really united as members together in one body. Because once we get to the Eucharist and we take the Eucharist, we are members of one body. We should feel one another. We should pray for one another. We should have the heart going into one another. That is the unity in one God, who is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. The eye doesn't tell the hand, I'm better than you, I'm the eye, I'm here, and you're lower there now. That's how it goes, like what Pant said. Okay? Okay, Saint Ignatius, we'll move on if you don't mind. Saint Ignatius, born in Syria. Very good. And he was pagan. He was not born Christian either. But can you see all the early, some of the early fathers were pagans and converted? He was Saint Peter's follower. Saint Ignatius' name was mentioned, who has a Holy Bible, open Matthew 18, Mireille, Matthew 18, and read from verse 2 to verse 4.
Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Saint Ignatius was that child. When the Lord grabbed him from the crowd and sat on the Lord's lap, and from that moment, Saint Ignatius carried the Lord in his heart. Confess the Lord's name to everyone. That's why we call him Theophorus, because he called Theophorus the carrier of God. He carried God in his heart and his mind, and he was confessing his name to everyone and encouraged them to say, I am a follower of Christ. So remember, Matthew 18:2-4 talks about Saint Ignatius. After that, he became the second bishop of Antioch. And he wrote many epistles and letters. He wrote, I think, 7 of them. Or no, I don't want to say something wrong. Yes, he wrote 7 letters. 6 for them, to the Christians, to encourage them and strengthen them. And he was talking a lot about the Eucharist, and I will tell you more details. And one of his most important letters was to one of his beloved people, Saint Polycarp. See how all the early fathers were connected together around the same time? That gives you the idea, your faith, my faith, is built on the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, built on the apostles and the disciples' faith that we received from them, that they received from the Lord Himself, that because of the Holy Spirit guided them and moved them. And we said, 2 Peter 1, 20 and 21 tells you, no prophecy is done by man. All the people of God were moved by the Holy Spirit. That's very important in our tradition, this reference, and in the Holy Early Fathers tradition. And Saint Ignatius wrote 7 epistles, and one of them to Saint Polycarp. What happened to Saint Ignatius? He became, as we said, confessor of the Lord Jesus Christ and carrier of the Lord all the time. Around the time, Rome is still what? Filling with emperor that worshipping what?
Idols,
paganism. And they went to Saint Ignatius asking him and all the followers to refuse speak to prevent them to speak about the Lord Jesus Christ at all. He refused. He strengthened the people and he wrote epistles and letters asking them, don't you ever do that. So the emperor around that time, I think his name was Tarjan or Trajan, and he sent a letter to grab Saint Ignatius from Antioch to Rome to torture him and kill him. So the trip was not that easy. There is no airplanes. There is no boats or stuff. They're going to travel with soldiers from place to place. So he took this blessing to write epistles, and Saint Polycarp met him in Smyrna when he was traveling to Rome. He stopped by Smyrna. So Saint Polycarp went to him, talked to him, and Saint Ignatius took the chance to write letters to his beloved Saint Polycarpus to the people of Smyrna, to encourage them and strengthen their faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ and Christianity. By the way, at the end, when he arrived to Rome, he gave him a life to the lions. The lions came. If you look at the, I have the icon, I'll show it to you at the end, of Saint Ignatius. The lions came and ate Saint Ignatius alive. And the believers came and collect the leftover from him, his relics, and took it to and send it to Antioch to stay there. Saint Ignatius was very highly spiritual. He was talking a lot about the Eucharist and encouraged the people that once you take the Eucharist, he called it the antidote for death. Antidote. You know, you understand what the antidote means?
Yes.
The cure. The medicine.
Medicine.
Yeah. Good. Like that's well. But good.
Oh.
It's, he called the Eucharist is the antidote for death. I didn't finish yet. And he was telling them, if you want to act and behave as a Christian, you have to put the Lord Jesus Christ presence in your heart and your mind all the time. And that's what moved me so much when I was preparing this lecture. Do I really put the Lord Jesus Christ in front of my eyes and my mind all the time before I act or say anything? If I do that, I wouldn't be like this now. So, the best thing in the life is to learn from Saint Ignatius. You want to live a Christian life? Feel the presence of the Lord all the time in front of your eyes, inside your heart. That is the best thing will guide you. More than any homilies or more than any guidance, more than any person talking to you. The presence of the Lord in front of you and myself, before we talk, where we're going, what we're saying, what we're texting, what we're seeing, what we're searching, where we're going. So I do the work of God in honest way as I'm doing the work of the world, the studying, or am I slacking because he's not there? He is there. He is there. He talked a lot about death and trying to move the Christianity from the bondage of sin and telling them that the death is a great thing. It will unite me with the Lord. He was talking to them about the community and love. And all the stuff he talked about in his epistles or letters to the other churches. Saint Polycarp of the last one. Saint Polycarp of the Smyrna. Now, do you know anything about Saint Polycarp?
He's from Smyrna.
No, I actually do know something about him this time. So, like, when he was on the cross, and like, well, not the cross. Huh? When he was being when they were murdering him, like killing him.
Yeah.
He was on like a big thing, and they were gonna burn him alive, and then
right.
I think it was the governor, whoever was gonna kill him, was like, "Deny your God now," and then he was like, "No, I've been this serving my God
right.
86 years. Yeah, I don't know how old he was. 86 years, and
good.
He has never like let me down.
He
how could I deny him now?
Very good job, Daniel.
That's
wow.
The average age of it.
Wow, that's amazing. Great job. Anyone else knows anything? Yes, Priscilla. Aisla Asma Priscilla. Shh. Wala. Stand.
What's that? It was obviously the Bishop of Smyrna. It was one of the... St. John wrote to him the Book of Revelation.
Very good.
Shut up. The competition.
Very good. Very good. Very, very good. Anyone else?
He was the disciple of St. John?
Yes.
John Chrysostom?
No.
St. John.
She just said that he wrote to her. They wrote to him. And then you're going to say.
Very good, guys. Very good. St. Holy Father.
What I do?
Yes.
He was a disciple of St. John the Evangelist. See? One. Now, Isaac is a disciple of the Lord's disciples. St. John the Evangelist. And he's the one who was born a Christian. And he's an amazing guy.
His name is Polycarp.
He became a deacon, then a priest, then a bishop, ordained by St. John the Evangelist before he gets exiled to
Patmos.
Very good. The island.
Pennsylvania,
but we're in India. And as I said, he was one of the friends of St. Ignatius. And he saw in a dream that his pillow was on a fire. So he knew he will be martyred
by fire,
burned alive, as Danny said. And the same story. The Romans were persecuting the Christians. So they came to the place where he was there. And when he saw them, he invited the soldier into the house. He made them a meal. Can you imagine someone coming to kill you? And you are very kind and nice to them. He gave them food and he asked them to give him some time because he wanna stand up and pray. And what I loved about this, even if I know I'm going to receive a crown of martyrdom, he was not bragging about it. He was praying to God to give him the strength to do that. So when you are becoming one of the servants, God willing, pray a lot that God provides for you through His grace the strength and the guidance before you speak, before you do anything, before you serve in a kitchen so you don't say bad things, before you serve in a senior home so you don't do something that reflects a wrong image about the Lord Jesus Christ. You pray before you do any kind of a service, even if you are going to become a martyr. Then they took him, and he went to the emperor who were in Rome, and at the same time they ignite a big, huge fire, and the fire didn't do anything to him in the beginning. It went above him like a vault on the top of his head. And the emperor was so mad that they started to attacking him with weapons while the fire is on, until he became like almost cremated, and the believer came and collected his relics and took it to Smyrna, to the people of Smyrna. One of his great epistles that he wrote to Philippians. When he wrote to Philippians people, he encouraged them. Did you hear the word Philippian before?
Yeah.
Where?
In the Holy Bible.
Where?
Like
5 minutes ago.
In the New Testament.
Saint Paul's epistle
to the Philippians.
And the good thing about Polycarp, Saint Polycarp, he complimented the Philippian people in their faith. And how did they receive the word from St. Paul and stick to the tradition and the teaching that St. Paul taught them? So that's number one. You learn. If I go and do something, compliment the person in front of you for something good. مش معقول nothing is good in this person. I'm sure there is something great and good in that person you're talking to. Find something good and praise him for it. Right? And then he was writing to them because there was a priest named Valens and his wife. They were dishonest, greedy, and love to hide things and money. Who did we hear about with those people in the Old Testament before?
I was thinking New Testament.
Yeah, New Testament.
You said Old Testament.
New Testament.
Ananias and Sapphira.
Correct. Ananias and Sapphira. The same way that Ananias and Sapphira did the same thing. They were dishonest, committed fraud, and greedy. So he was writing to the people of Philippians, warning them to fall in that sin and follow that priest way. It is not the right way of live as a Christian life. And he saved a lot of people from doing that. So the early fathers are very important. I just opened for you a flavoring for reading about them. They are the appetizer, correct. And you have to get the entree back. And go deep in it, if you like something like that, to know more about the early fathers, the church, liturgical work. By the way, St. Cyril took the liturgy from whom?
St. Mark.
So that's also early fathers.
Yes.
So
they're all connected.
They're all connected. Very careful, you love that. I hope it's not hard for you, and try to make it as simple and easy as much as we can. I didn't ask you to write anything, because everything, God willing, will be on the PowerPoint. Mm-hmm. Have you done the question for anything?
Are you writing enough on the essay?
I don't mean I have an answer, though.
I know it's easy.